Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia is hoping to contain a movement that led 20% of students to boycott the 3rd through 8th grade standardized tests last spring. The commissioner, who began her job in July after the April tests were administered, says they will be different in the spring of 2016. She says teachers will have more input to review the test items and how they match up with the new Common Core standards. And Elia says due to complaints she's heard from teachers, students, and parents across the state, there will be other changes as well, including shorter tests.
So we're shortening the tests at every grade level. And another thing that I heard was some students want to keep working and they can't because they're time test. And are we really measuring whether or not they have comprehension or whether they can read quickly? So we're shifting that. So you have an enormous amount of changes coming with the assessments this spring.
The state education department is ditching the current testing company Pearson in favor of a company Questar that allows teachers to have more say in the tests. But the new company will not be in charge of the exams until the spring of 2017. In the meantime, a modified version of the controversial Pearson tests will be administered to students. And while the commissioner is not telling parents what to do, she says she hopes the effort by education officials to make the changes will influence their actions.
Parents should consider that if they make a decision for anything. We hope that that will influence them and that the teacher involvement particularly will be positive.
Elia also recommends delaying the effects of the tests on students' permanent records for 6 more months through the 2018-19 school year. She says she thinks by the 2019 and 20 school year, education officials will finally be ready to have the exam results related to the Common Core learning standards count on the children's records. The test results will still be used, though, to measure teachers' performance ratings, and a spokesman for the teachers' union says until that changes, many of the parents involved in the boycott movement will continue to opt their kids out of the tests. Carl Korn with the New York State United Teachers says the commissioner doesn't get it.
The commissioner is missing the point. It appears that she hasn't been listening to parents, and in fact, her comments indicate she's not respecting the voices of parents. The best way and the only way to have parents opt in from state tests is to de-link them from teacher evaluations.
Korn says parents have been expressing that concern at a series of forums held around the state. It's part of a commission put together by Governor Cuomo to review the implementation of the Common Core standards. And he says switching to a new testing company is not going to change what teachers and some parents view as the fundamental problem, the over-reliance on the tests.
Creating incentives to teach to the test. And that's not what parents want, and that's not what educators want.
Lisa Rudley, a mother of 3 school-aged children and part of the opt-out group New York State Allies for Public Education, agrees. And she says much more has to be done to convince parents to allow their kids to take the tests.
It's window dressing. We really need legislative change in terms of having the test scores decoupled from teacher evaluations.
Rudley says the entire Common Core standards need to be overhauled. Rudley predicts that without big changes, the opt-out movement will become even bigger. A spokesman for Commissioner Elia says she is not ruling out delinking the standardized tests from the teacher performance reviews at some point in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.